Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
The following podcast is a work of fiction, but it is also a proud member of the Thigh Lamprey, the Earwolf Network, and it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you send a package to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon, the 21-year-old millionaires at Cards Against Humanity will go through the charade of shoving it through the portal behind the Burger King and somehow getting it to the hosts of the show. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the business. A year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I still get a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined by my buddies, my boon companions, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Chunt, please.
Hey. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
And I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye forever.
And I'm also joined by my wizard friend.
Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, not grandmaster. That's not a necessary application, for simply saying master is enough to understand that I have mastered all aspects of light and shadow. Mm.
Wow.
Yes?
And, like, how does that even work? Have we ever talked about, like, how your use of light and shadow even works?
I control all forms of light.
Uh-huh.
I control all forms of shadow.
Great.
And I can take the various magical properties of light and shadow and create my magical wonders.
Wow.
Duh.
And I'm also joined by my buddy, the King of the Badgers, Chunt.
Hello again.
Wait, what?
Oh, did I already introduce Chunt?
You did.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a little hopped up on this red potion.
Oh, right buddy, now.
Do you have a red potion problem?
No, I do not have a red potion problem. It's so fun. I just fill up. I have this new mug. I'm a dad. What's your superpower? And I have about 7 or 8 mugs full of red potion a day.
On Earth, is being dad a superpower?
It is. It is a superpower. It's one of my feats.
Because here you just knock somebody up.
But being a dad. Becoming a dad is maybe not a superpower, but being a dad is a superpower.
I see the distinction you have made. I, for the stalwart nature of fatherhood, and parenting in general, whether you be female, male, or somewhere on the spectrum, thou dost devote thy very life to protecting thy children, knowing that at least 40 to 50% of them will die.
Yeah. And we're also joined by my good buddy, King of the Badgers.
No, we already did
What's that?
This.
We already,
you already
did this.
You already said that.
I said it?
This is what the third is wrong time. With you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I usually do him first, and then I do you second.
We did that. That's exactly what you did.
Yeah, it went in that order.
Yes.
Huh.
Do you need to lay down?
No, I'm fine. I feel full of energy. I do not need to lie down. Honestly, I feel like I need to run around the tavern a little bit.
Hey, can you go over there and grab me an ale from the bar real quick?
Over by the bar?
Yeah, like a
Let's see how fast I can do it.
Hey, Usador.
I've never seen a move like that.
I hate to say this. I think we have to kill Arnie.
I'm so glad you said it.
I think he's gone. I think his brain has finally just lost that. I worried when he came from another dimension into ours.
Yes.
That he wouldn't maybe...
He doesn't have the fortitude to withstand our very universe. It is unnatural to him.
Yeah.
Yes, killing him will be a mercy.
Okay, so it's agreed. At the end of this episode,
yes,
one of us will kill Arnie.
That's right.
On three.
One, two.
I'm back.
Three.
Hey.
Three, what are we doing? Hey, I just realized I have a lot of energy, but I am still out of shape.
Yes.
It is hard. That bar is not as close as it looks.
Did you bring the ale?
What's that?
Did you bring my ale with raspberry, the king's juice?
Was I supposed to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Boy.
All right. Well, I'll do that later.
I'll just order it. You introduce our guests.
Oh, yes, of course. Hey, we are joined by, I'm very excited. We are joined by Germ Krust, who is a makeup artist here in Foon.
Yes. A transfer to Foon.
A transfer to Foon? Where did you transfer from?
Just outside of Foon, a little ways, the unmarked territory.
Oh, wow. This is the first time hearing. I'm very excited about the unmarked territory.
Yes.
I guess that's fairly self-explanatory, right? There's just unmarked territory along the edge of, on the outside of Foon?
Oh, yes, the terrible wastelands beyond Foon. I you must be very brave and strong to survive them.
Yes, Isidore, I am.
So, Germ, you grew up in a wasteland?
You could say that. Yes, there was a... It was mostly full of crumbs.
Just crumbs? Like crumbs of what?
Of everything. Everything turns into crumbs after it exists for only a moment.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So, I peered into the wasteland once, and it was just a bunch of teenagers.
The teenage wasteland?
Yeah, it was awful. That's why nobody goes there, is because nobody wants to be around teenagers.
You must have seen them before their crumb state.
Wow. So then how do people survive? Like, how do you not turn into a crumb?
I ran away.
Wow.
That's why I'm a transfer to Foon.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
I think sometimes, too, the eagles fly over that area just eating crackers.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yes, it rains crumbs, too.
Yes.
So, like, and so does it happen to objects or does it happen to animals, too? Like, would a dog, like, be chasing some candy and turn into, like, a hairy crumb?
Yes, that could happen, I suppose.
That could?
Yes.
You seem real pleased with yourself.
I am so pleased. Look, it has been a long time since I've said something that Earth people are loving quite so much.
Ah, you're a real monster.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Germ. I should be talking to you about much more important things. So you transferred from the wasteland to Foon.
Yes.
And you're a makeup artist.
I am. I'm very proud to be a makeup artist. I have my own line.
Oh, your own line of makeup?
Mm, yes.
Does it have a name?
Yes. Krust. Foundation.
Krust Foundation.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. I specialize in textures.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself to be a very inclusive makeup artist.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Anyone with any texture face will do.
Oh, great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Could you give Isidore a makeover?
Well, I did. I'm very nervous because Isidore is a hero of mine.
Oh,
wow.
I use a lot of light and shadow in my work.
Yeah, eyeshadow, right?
Yes, that is part of it.
I see you're wearing a blue eyeshadow. Is that because of Isidore the Blue?
Well, the blue is special. I made it from berries that I found in my garden. And yes, I do only put it on for special occasions.
Oh, nice. Yes, the makeup artist uses light and shadow, not dissimilar from myself, but to create contours and textures and shapes that were not there before that please the eye.
Indeed.
I'm so fascinated by what things you use to make the makeup. So you use berries maybe for some blue eyeshadow. What other things do you make your makeup out of?
All sorts of textures. I've used stones before.
Stones?
Yes, just attach the stone to the face to add a little appendage.
That would add some texture, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I see your cheeks seem to be very red. Is that blood?
Yes, it's my very own blood.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you just make yourself bleed and then you put that blood on your face.
Beauty is pain.
Yes, I don't have to make myself bleed. It just happens.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm not sure if
yes.
Okay, sure, no, yeah.
It's a common occurrence.
Oh, totally get where you're...
But you're a big fan of Isidore?
Yes,
I am.
I'm
going to get up and move your chair closer to him. Why don't you guys get to know each other?
I'm very flattered, of course. And, of course, I must then, if you are a fan, ask you this simple question. Will you join my quest? to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon.
Oh, you Isidore, of course.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, finally. The quest has a makeup artist.
You would think, I know a lot of people who think that isn't very important, but I am very good at doing makeup on the dead as well.
Oh.
Yes.
So if Isidore dies on this quest, you can make him up.
Oh, well, hopefully that won't happen. But I mean, if anyone dies,
sure.
There are lots of dead children in Foon.
Yeah, so much child death.
And sometimes their parents want them to look alive for special occasions.
Sure.
So I'm good at making them look like they are wearing eyes that are open.
I've seen it before where you paint a little rock with the eyeball on it and just put it on top of their eyes.
Yes.
So it's like they're just staring into nothingness.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
There are lots of reasons to have a makeup artist on a quest with you. As she already mentioned, you can make up the corpses of fallen heroes, prop them up against something, and your enemy's like, oh, there's still like hundreds of them.
There's so many of them, and they're just staring. They're staring so intensely.
Yes, and honestly, a little bit of makeup makes you feel good.
It does.
Sure.
It goes a long way. Yes. I actually specialize in faces like yours, Isidore.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone has ever
just
told you this.
Just real fucked up faces?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Uh-huh. But you do have a very a ribbed texture to your face.
Oh. Very true. Very wrinkled, very weathered, yes.
And I really love that kind of texture. I try to use it in all my work.
Oh. So that brings pleasure to you?
Yes.
His ribbed face?
Yes.
Is it a challenge with all that stubble? Like, he's growing his beard back. Is it tough to, like, do makeup on a sort of stubbly beard?
Oh, no,
progress?
I just elongate it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What would you use?
I would say sometimes little bits of clay, just to elongate the beard a little bit, add little pieces onto it. I also don't mind using meat.
Meat? Just slap some meat on his face.
Yes, I don't mind using meat on faces.
Yes, sir.
We put it in our faces.
Yeah,
sure. Very good point.
Yeah.
You've never worn a meat beard?
I don't think I have.
Try it out.
I feel like I would remember if I had. I mean, but let's be honest, I've found meat in my beard.
I believe that.
Feathers. Feathers.
You use feathers as well.
Yes.
I think Isidore would look great with a feather beard. Here's the thing. Usador's beard, I don't know how long it would take for you to grow your beard back. She could make you a feather beard that you could have for a long time until it grows itself.
Well, it is tempting.
I would do it free of charge for you.
Really?
Oh,
I would feel bad for that. I would want to compensate you in some way.
not necessary.
And of course, you know, I don't want people to make fun of me for having a beard weave.
Oh, no. That's quite different.
You don't think people would sort of look at me across the room and be like, oh, look at this guy trying to...
Look at old Johnny Featherbeard.
Yeah.
I have created masterpieces for faces, and no one has ever looked strangely at anyone wearing one of my masterpieces. If anything, they're looking out of something that I would call jealousy.
Mm-hmm. They covet that beard.
Yes. So if you are to wear one of them, I would say you would probably be the most fancy person in the room.
What would you use to keep the feathers on his face?
Spit. Yes.
And so that's how beards of a feather stay together?
I'm in.
Spit, nature's glue.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's all work up some saliva. And when we come back...
Makeover night.
We'll do a Usador feather beard makeover.
Yes. And we'll win against the Dark Lord.
And in this next segment, we're going to win against the Dark Lord.
Looking good is the best way to win.
So, all right, I got myself a little more red potion here, and we are joined by my co-host, Chunt.
We already did this.
We did this part?
What is going on?
Oh, God, my nose is bleeding a little bit.
Oh,
I could use that, please.
Oh, sure. Yeah, here. Let me get...
Just put it in this mug.
Okay.
Put this mug on.
Okay, it's a different mug, and I'm not going to use
mug
my...
blood. Oh, I hate mug blood.
Mug blood. Hey, careful.
There's no magic in mug blood.
Yeah, no, don't use... That's not a nice term. All right, but yeah, I'm going to fill this mug up with my blood, so just don't mind me. I'm going to be bleeding into this mug.
Usador has been made over, and he looks amazing.
Wow.
Look
my feather beard makes me feel so confident, proud, masculine.
And your eyes are... They're smizing, which is like... I've never seen it's smize. I just call it smiling with your eyes.
It is.
Oh yes, yes. I actually, my best friend Griselda created that term.
Oh really? Yes. Okay. Oh, wow. I heard about it on the banks of there's that river on the banks of Tyra. I heard of smizing.
Oh, that's where she's from.
And I think the way Usador's cheekbones are extending, if you went out to the street, like maybe you'd look like Lee Mabel. Like Lee Mabel.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Hmm. Is there anything I need to know to take care of such a feather beard? Like, what's the maintenance routine that I must go through every day?
Well, I'd be happy to fluff it for you.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful. Since you'll be joining me on the quest, that shan't be a problem.
Right.
How long does a feather beard generally last?
Feather beards could last up to a year.
Oh, only a year, but you know what? Don't get yourself down.
I would say feather beards are probably the most easily maintained of the beards. I've made beards out of oats.
Yeah.
Just pure oats.
Yeah.
And also horse.
Horse.
Mm-hmm. Just the meat.
Have you ever used, like, hail? Like, I know it's, you know, like if you just collect a bunch of hail from the sky, you
can mix it with the oats.
You get some hail and oats.
Do that. I think I must try that.
Just think about
oats,
it.
Oats and collecting hail. She's not a rich girl. Oats cost money.
All right, we'll talk about this when she's gone.
Oh, I do have some. I do have a little bit of money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Wow. I do have my own.
I assumed you relied
foundation
on the old man's money. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a Crust Foundation.
Crust Foundation. Well.
That's my company. Yes, my makeup company.
So how much? So you've done quite well for yourself as a makeup artist
and as a crust fund baby.
Yes. Well, I didn't have a family from the early beginning.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was a runaway, so sure. I had to do things my own way for a while. I was just disguising myself as just piles of things that you might find in the streets, because then no one would bother me, and I realized that this was a skill I could use. So I started using it on other people who are just wandering, animals, anything that would give me the time of day.
Let me break that down.
Yes.
You were disguising yourself as things on the street with makeup?
No, with the things on the street.
Oh, with the, okay.
Because I was just,
yes. I see.
Yes. And that's, it's all a matter of perspective, right? Like, some people would say, look, I just dived into a pile of things in the street. But if you think about it as disguising yourself as that pile of things, that's the first step towards becoming something.
Yes.
Towards becoming a makeup
artist.
That's
truly accepting the world around you.
Yeah.
And that's what someone who is an entrepreneur would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then how did you make the transition into professional makeup work?
Well, she said, so you started making up animals as they would pass by.
Yes.
How did they feel about it?
We didn't really talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some of the animals probably talked, but some of them maybe didn't talk.
Right.
What is the most interesting creature that you've ever done makeup for?
Yeah.
Probably a ghost.
Ooh.
Yes. How does that even work?
Oh, I have a bit of a ghost following.
Sure. Like they just follow you? Like are you haunted?
Yes.
There's three behind her now.
Oh, hey, there's the ghost.
Oh, you can see them good. Yeah, that means the makeup is working.
Wait a second. So everyone can't see the ghost? Oh, but it's because of the makeup.
Right.
It's not because, like, I'm cursed or something like
right.
that.
Right. So, you know, I have a lot of colleagues that believe that makeup should disappear. Mm-hmm. That good makeup goes unnoticed.
Sure.
Good makeup goes unnoticed. But in my eyes, good makeup makes you be seen.
Sure.
So the ghosts, all they want is to be seen.
Yeah.
And I developed a sort of ghost foundation that instead of being transparent is actually very, very visible.
Sure.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, they look gaudy.
Yes. Yes.
But great.
I love the beautiful colors you use. I love that there's a pink ghost and then there's a blue ghost.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's one that's just a pair of eyes that's seeming to run away.
Well, he's not being done made up. I had to stop in the middle just so I could come talk with you. Yeah. All.
Oh, wait. Oh, they're chasing Pizza Skull around the place.
Well, I'm not responsible for them.
Oh, pizza!
Now Pizza Skull is chasing them.
Oh.
Pizza. Oh, man. I love pizza. Irascible.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, absolutely.
So you said you can do makeup for the dead, make them look alive. So say, like, let's choose at random. Like, let's say Arnie died at the end of this episode. You would be able to make him up in such a way that if we just propped him in this chair, put his mug in his hand, people walking by wouldn't know he was dead?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I suppose people would still come and do interviews with him.
Really?
Yeah.
But they would. But here, look, if I died, which obviously I'm not going to die anytime soon, if there was just like a me propped up here, like, the guests wouldn't get the great questions that I put out there, I draw things out of people.
We could put some sunglasses on you, put a shirt from Hawaii on you, and I feel like people would just assume you're still alive.
Maybe. Maybe.
Can I be honest? Eustor and I were talking about maybe killing you.
What?
We don't want to. You're one of our best friends, and we love you, but it seems like you've gone crazy.
I have not gone crazy.
You introduced me like 5 times.
You're drinking too much red potion.
Maybe I'm drinking a little too much red potion.
I'm sorry to do this in the middle of your interview.
Oh, no, it's fine. I did notice your face has kind of a melting texture to it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, that's not bad. I have been feeling a little bit like I'm melting. I didn't know that it's actually physically manifest.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, maybe I should cool it on the red potion. Maybe, you know what? Here's what I'll do. I'll pull back and only have 4 or 5 mugs of red potion a day.
Still
too many?
They're a medicine. You know, you're supposed to, if you're almost dying, you're supposed to drink a red potion and replenish your life.
Hey, okay, you're right. I will only drink a red potion when I've come very close to dying. Like you guys said, you were going to kill me, so I'm just going to have...
This is my last.
I'm going to have one last mug of red potion as a final goodbye to the red potion. And after I drink this one, you'll never hear me say that I'm drinking red potion ever again.
You could also dye your hair with it.
I could dye my hair with red potion?
Yes, and then that would be a different kind of dyeing.
Oh!
You wouldn't...
That's the kind of talking I like.
Yeah, I don't think you're helping here, exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, you can use it for other things. You can ingest it in other ways than just orally.
Really?
Yes.
Like?
You can use it as a lotion.
Oh, okay.
You can put it on the ends of your hair and dye like little tips.
Oh, and so would red potion absorb into my skin?
Yes, and you'll get the effects, but it'll just be elongated a little bit. You won't have to have 4 mugs.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe you were suggesting like a butt-chugging situation.
What?
No, that's crass.
Do you guys not have that on Foon?
Oh, no, we've got it. We just know better than to talk about it.
Yeah,
better.
Even I don't talk about that.
Oh, no, even you don't talk about butt-chugging?
I mean, sure, I tried to put soup in my butt for a couple of months, but I wouldn't put red potion
up
there.
That's right.
I am very good at making butts look like faces, but...
Really? You're very good at making butts look like faces?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's all get to makeover then.
Could you give Usador's butt a feather beard?
Well, I would be honored.
Let's do it.
Well, Gurm, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we should maybe wrap this up because, you know, I'm sure it's going to take a while to put this feather beard on his butt, and the listeners don't want to hear every part of that process, probably.
And then we're going to war after that with the Dark Lord.
Exactly.
Oh, and so then are you going to... You've just been treading water here at the tavern for the last year and a half. Now that you have a makeup artist, a feather beard, and very soon a butt beard made of feathers, you guys are just going to go off on your and you're going to go to war?
Nay, we shall not leave tomorrow, but soon a war is coming.
I'm very good at inciting action.
Wow. I like how proactive you are. You're like, I'm going to dive in a pile of stuff in the street, and from here, things are going to happen for me.
Yes, I'm very wily.
That's great.
There are dark and evil dealings all around us, and we must prepare.
Well, before we go, I'd like to read an email here real quick. Hey, guys. This is sent to magictavern@puppies.supplies. This is a real email address. Hey, guys. I'm a former infantryman / killing machine from the United States Army who has turned to cooking. I'm a future owner of a food truck, think hot food cart pulled by horses, and am looking for a part-time job to help pay for it. You guys looking for a guard / cook for your tavern? Don't worry about how I'll get there. I'll find you easily. I'll accept mead and the blood of your enemies as payment. Sincerely, Sergeant Adam Tadeo. I'm sorry if I'm very sorry, Adam, if I've mispronounced that. Sergeant Adam Tadeo.
Wow. Seems like a nice guy. Well, if you want to have a job at Choo Choo's Chow, I would definitely could use some help over there.
I mean, I would love it if someone from Earth came to cook food here because even Choo Choo's Chow. I'm sorry, guys. The food at Choo Choo's Chow is just not to my taste. Then not to my liking.
How dare you?
Eustor, I think we have to kill Arnie.
I agree.
Hey, do we have time to talk about the Foo Fighters?
No, next week.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm sorry. We promised to talk about the Foo Fighters this week.
Are they Foon Fighters?
No, guys, next week. Next week, we'll talk about the Foo Fighters.
This is taking ever long.
Alas, all the images you've constructed in your mind have simply been an elaborate castle made of sand. And here comes my big salty wave to tell you that none of that really happened. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai. Gurm Krust, the makeup artist, was played by special guest Mary Tilden. Mary performs with Devil's Daughter at the I.O. Theater in Chicago, as well as The Herald at the Mission Theater. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode was edited by Garrett Schultz.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there any sort of intern-y stuff you need me to do?
Oh, Trisha, yes. There's a storeroom full of sentient mechanical pens, and I need someone to keep them company. Craig, can you finish this up while I show Trisha to the storeroom?
Uh-huh. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf. Oh, Hello from the Magic Tavern is going to be performing live at the Now Hear This Fest in Anaheim, which is going on October 28th to the 30th. Now Hear This Fest is like the Comic-Con of podcasts with live performances and special events for podcast fans. Besides Magic Tavern, you can also see Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, WTF, Lore, Super Ego, The Moth. I don't know how we got invited. And there's a lot more, really too many to mention right now, so just go to nowhearthisfest.com for more info.
Remember, Trisha, the sentient pens may tell you things, horrible things, but they're just fooling.
Pizza, 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 pizza. Oh man, I love pizza!